Chapter 5 The Two Men in the Cave.
"We can't find the way out in the dark,"
says Tracy. She's very frightened.
"Don't worry, we can follow the tunnel,"
says Daryl in a calm voice. Suddenly, he touches Tracy's arm.
"Shh, I can hear voices."
They hide near the wall of the tunnel. Two men enter the tunnel. They've got heavy bags and torches. Suddenly, there's light in the tunnel. The men shine their torches on the box. They don't see Tracy or Daryl.
"Here's the box, Max."
"Good. Let's put these paintings in the box and go. The boss can get a lot of money for these paintings, Bob,"
says Max.
"Yes, I know,"
says Bob.
"She sells them to an American art collector."
"How much money are we getting, Bob?"
asks Max.
"Not much,"
answers Bob.
"But don't worry. I've got 4 paintings in my house. We mustn't tell the boss about them. We can sell them and get a lot of money."
"The police are trying to find all the paintings, Bob,"
says Max.
"Are they in a safe place in your house?"
"Don't worry, Max. They're safe. The police can't find them,"
says Bob. Tracy and Daryl can't see the men's faces, but they listen to every word they say. Max opens the box and puts his hand inside it. The snake moves suddenly. It bites Max's arm. Max shouts, and his torch falls to the ground.
"Ouch! There's a snake in the box!"
Bob is angry.
"You see,"
he says,
"this is a sacred place. The Uluru spirits are punishing us. They're protecting the paintings."
"Don't be stupid,"
Max says.
"There aren't any spirits here. You can't frighten me."
"Shh! The spirits can hear you. They're very powerful. They can do terrible things."
"I need a doctor,"
Max shouts.
"I'm dying."
Bob smiles.
"You're not dying,"
he says.
"That snake isn't poisonous."
"How do you know?"
Max asks.
"I'm an Aborigine,"
Bob answers.
"I know about snakes. I learned about them when I was a little boy."